Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of our very own Apostle Asia Francis, glory to God, which is also our overseer. Thank God. A church where the fivefold ministry is alive and operating, glory to God, in spirit and in truth, glory to God. We are located at 323 Post Avenue, Westbury, New York, 11590. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Praise God. We want to take this time now to welcome any visitors, Lord God, either your first time or your returning, to meet us here in Jesus' name. We thank God for you joining us, and we pray that the word of God will meet you here. Amen. Because the Cornerstone Deliverance Church is also a church where everyone is somebody and no one is a stranger. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Scripture will be coming from Isaiah 50:51. Lord, the devil is a lot of time.
Yes, he is.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, yes, Jesus. Glory, God. We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
To God. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Praise God. That was from Isaiah 50:11. Praise God.
Thank
God this morning for being here. I thank God for what he is to me. But I'm turning the rest of our wonderful service, glory to God, over to Apostle Eartha Wright Morton to go into praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice.
Yes.
Be glad in it.
My Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. You are welcome, welcome, welcome to join us today for
Amen.
Services as unto God. Hallelujah. He didn't have to wake us up. He didn't have to let us see a brand new day. He did. Hallelujah. We thank him for his grace, and we thank him for his mercy. We thank him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Through our breath that he blew into our breath.
Hallelujah.
One more time. Glory to God. And we got to praise him. Hallelujah. We got to serve him. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. And I always say, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what it's sounding like, not even what it's feeling like, we still trust God. Hallelujah. What do we trust him to do? Well, Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and more.
Yes, Lord.
My God, that we can even ask or think.
Glory
and then he put it back on us and say, according to the power that worketh in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank him for the power of the Holy Ghost.
Lord,
hey, my Lord, that lives on the inside of inside of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I wanted to pour up the Holy Ghost on the inside of us this morning. Hallelujah. We want to testify. We want to sing. We want to praise the Lord one more time while we have a chance. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Glory to God.
Thank you for the blood.
Hallelujah. We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him.
Thank you.
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ. Lord, so forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify the Lord and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify the Lord and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify the Lord and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ, our Lord, for he is Lord, he is Lord, he has risen from the dead, as he Lord, everything shall bow, every tongue the Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you came on the line to worship him, let's give him praise, hallelujah. Let's give him glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
let's,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I know
for
hear
the word,
hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Just being in the midst this morning, glory to God, that he gave me another chance. Glory to God, just to tell him thank you, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. Glory to God. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. All week long, the only thing I could do was walk up and down the floor, and every time I looked around, I said, Lord, I thank you. Glory to God. From where you have bought me from, Lord God. Yes. Oh, because he did not have to do it. Glory to God. This is the thing. He didn't have to get you up this morning. He didn't have
to let you
praise him. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So while I have the chance, glory to God, I want to thank him again and again and again, glory to God, because I know I can look back over my life and I can see where God has brought me from, glory to God, have brought the family from, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, by your blood, Lord, because I could have been dead and in my grave. I could not even have a roof over my head. I wouldn't have any food to even put on the table. And you don't have something to praise God for, just being on the line.
Hallelujah.
It's because of his mercy and his love, Lord God. And he deserves, hallelujah, a victory praise this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to the name. Not what he's doing right now, I thank it. But it is something, because he has brought us all from one thing or another, that you tell and that you keep. But you can still give God a praise this morning. And I do thank him, and I do praise him. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Bless you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory. Nobody but Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning, praise him in the day, praise him, praise him when the sun's going down. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noonday, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun is going down.
Yes,
Lord. I do praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday, praise him, praise him.
Oh, glory,
hallelujah. Going down, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Nobody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus. And I
just
thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Lord,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah.
Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on
the mainland.
As if you need your body healed. Tell him what you want.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Body healed. Tell him what you want. If you need your body healed. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line now. If you want your soul revived, tell him what you want. If you want your soul revived, tell him what you want. If you want your soul revived, tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line now. Why don't you call him up? Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line now.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
My Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah, he's on the main line. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For us cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
of your kind and all of your tender mercy.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Going upon us. We thank you right now, dear God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Victory is mine.
Yes, Lord.
Today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Well, joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Joy today is mine.
Yes,
yes, love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Love today is mine. Yes, peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Peace today is mine.
My Lord.
Yes, victory is mine.
Yes.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
Yes, Jesus.
I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory today.
Yes, Lord, praise
Lord.
My Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Testimony, a scripture or a song for the glory and honor of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Beloved, I thank God this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I love the song that the psalmist sang. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the new day. Praise him when the sun go down. Amen. Praise God. So in my heart, I just thank God for a praise this morning, that regardless of what the challenges is, that I still have a praise in my mouth, hallelujah, that there is a praise and not a complaint, and I just truly thank God for it, amen. I thank him for being God, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. I thank him for his yea and his amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank him for the place of faith, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus, will we can persevere and receive the promise. Hallelujah. So I'm just grateful this morning for the gathering of the saints, the songs of Zion being sung, the testimony being given, just to be one in that number, just one more time. Hallelujah. I thank God today. Hallelujah, Jesus. I give him all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. Hallelujah, because he's worthy of it this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So those of you that know the power and the worth of prayer, just pray my strength in the Lord, because I choose to praise him in the morning and praise him in the noonday, and I'm going to praise him when the sun go down. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Apostle.
Thank
you, testimony this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah for our leader. Father God, touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, from the her head to the soles of her Father. Whatever's going on in her body, Father God, hallelujah. Move it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Blood clock in the name of the enemy.
I'm up again. Hallelujah. Yes,
Who holds
my tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, 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 oh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
About tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
We may not understand.
Yes.
Oh, but we know.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, it's all right to bless him. Hallelujah. It's all right to lift him up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He holds out the
mouth.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. Let their trust be in him that is faithful. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Just receive what God has released unto thee. Hallelujah, Jesus. Apostle Eartha, can you sing that song again? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Let God minister to the hearts of his people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Many things about tomorrow I may not understand, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh. Hallelujah says, I don't know about tomorrow,
oh, yes,
Jesus.
Oh, I just
from
day to day. And I don't borrow from the sunshine, for the clouds, they might turn to gray. I don't know about the future.
Oh,
yes, Lord
Jesus.
But I know what my God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you,
and right now.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Beside
me.
And he knows the road that lies. Ahead. Oh,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, thank you. Yes, he adores, yes, he adores, he adores, he adores, he adores, he adores, he adores, he
adores, he
adores, he
Lord, I may not.
Hallelujah.
I may not understand. But I know who.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, yes. But tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah,
and Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is doing something in the hearts of his people. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know about the future, but I know him that holds my hand. Hallelujah. I know him that knows about tomorrow, that holds my tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
My Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You've been keeping us all this time. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Beloved, as we move forth in this service, hallelujah, I wanted to allow God time to minister to your heart. Amen. It is the anointing that destroys the evil yoke. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the anointing through song, the anointing through testimony. Amen. That we are anointed for this. We are anointed to go through and come out. We are anointed to break through. We are anointed to overcome, for the victory is already ours for Jesus Christ. He has already overcame the world, the whole system of the world, every adversity of the world. He has already overcome, praise God. And so, beloved, I want to remind you today, amen, of the 12-month cycle, amen, of abundance and expansion. Amen, praise God. When God increasing your capacity, amen, that you can receive what it is that he is doing. Amen. Praise God. What his provision for you today. He has been speaking to us concerning these things as we are ending this old year and about to walk into 2023. Amen. Praise God. We are in the final month of the year, the 12th month, praise God. And God has been speaking to us that we need to persevere. Amen. He's been speaking to us that we need to be courageous, that we need to be vigilant. Amen. Praise God. He had led us to know that we need to be bold. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has been speaking key words. These key words come with a provision. Amen. Praise God. And yesterday, hallelujah, as I was speaking to God, hallelujah, about what it is that I was going through. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He spoke this one word, and this one word came with such a provision. Amen. In the midst of all the things that I have already spoken to you, all the other words that has been released from eternity into time, amen, as a provision for you, if you would just believe it, have faith in it, anchor yourself in it, praise God, amen. No, we don't know the future. Amen. Praise God. We don't even know if we're going to wake up tomorrow morning. Praise God. But we do know, amen, hallelujah, that our God is credible. Amen. Yes. We do know that he holds our hand. Amen. Praise God. Yes. And whether we wake up on this side of glory or the other side of glory, it is well with me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. But while I am in the land of the living, I'm going to do what I can. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. While we are in the land of the living, praise God, we ought to be useful. We ought to give our bodies as a reasonable sacrifice. We ought to do something that will bring glory to his name. Praise God. We ought not to allow ourselves, praise God, to get caught up in things that is not benefiting the kingdom. Amen. God spoke his word to me. This word was patience. Amen. And he was showing me that patience overcomes adversity. Praise God. We don't know what's going to take place in the future unless God reveal it. Praise God. But we do know him that walks with us and talks with us, that holds our hand. Praise God. We do know him that is meeting every need according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. So regardless of what it looked like, beloved, we can be patient. Amen.
Amen.
So James 1 and 4 says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Patience is the key to power over adversity and turmoil. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you were to threaten someone and they just wait, your threat is going to wear off. The Bible says that a patient person is stronger than a mighty warrior. Proverbs 16:32 says, better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city. Praise God. God has been speaking to us about our character. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He has been sending forth his word that we would know what it is that he require of us, and that this provision, my God, is coming forth by way of his spirit. Amen. That this provision is coming forth as we agree and walk out his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we obey God in love. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful. We're going to go through some things. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I woke up this morning and my body was stricken with pain. Praise God. My throat was sore. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And normally I could just jump up and get in the shower and do what I want to do. But I had to sit down for a minute because I was a little dizzy. Praise God. But I began to thank God anyhow. I said, I don't care if I got to sit down every now and then and again. I'm pressing my way, hallelujah, into the service. I'm pressing my way amongst the saints. Hallelujah. Because I know the word of God says that he inhabits the praises of his people. There were two or three of us gathered that he is in the midst. Praise God. And then God moved the woman of God to pray the prayer of faith. For the Bible says that when you are sick, go to the elders and let them pray for you. Praise God. Sometimes your leaders need prayer. Praise God. But I thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Because I got to press in my spirit. Even though I'm being squeezed by the trials and the tribulations of life. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. I am thanking God anyhow. So I want to encourage you, beloved, be patient, hallelujah. Glory to God's name, huh? For God has an expected end for you. Huh? Be patient, hallelujah. Huh? Be patient, but hope in him. Huh? Be patient, but wait in him. Huh? Be patient, hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? A patient person, huh? Hallelujah, will make others unsettled because, hallelujah, they want that person to react to them, huh? To become angry, but they never do. Huh? Nothing can make you more nervous than a waiting person. Praise God. I don't mind waiting for the Lord. Hallelujah. He holds my future. He holds my hand. He has a purpose and a plan for my living, and a purpose and a plan for my dying. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't mind dying to self. We got to not mind being anxious for nothing, but in everything, prayer and supplication. I thank God for a praying spirit amongst his people, a people that will turn their face to the wall, hallelujah, and not stop praying, hallelujah, Jesus, a people that will pray without ceasing, praise God. No, we don't know what the future holds, but we know our God, hallelujah, and the Bible tells us something about his mind toward us, a mind that we will prosper and be in good health, but the Bible says even as your soul prosper, hallelujah, Jesus, and so, beloved, while you're waiting and being patient for the provision of the Lord, prosper your soul. Hallelujah. Jesus did in the word, excavate the word. Hallelujah. Build yourself up in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we try everything. Hallelujah. And all. Amen. We have to do is wait. Amen. Huh? They're waiting. Eventually, a nerve overcomes the opposition. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Praise God. Huh? Hallelujah. It's been 3 long days. Huh? Hallelujah. But I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Praise God. Huh? Hallelujah. Jesus. Huh? I believe him anyhow. Huh? I'm calling those things that are not as if they are. Huh? Anyone else dealing with something today? And they got to believe God through it all the way. I can't stop believing now, praise God. I'm going to rest in him. My trust is in him. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know, my God, that he's faithful and that he's credible. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Patience wins the race, beloved. As long as you can dream, there's hope. As long as there's hope, there's life. Praise God. I said patience wins the race. For the race is not won by the swift. Hallelujah. I said patience. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. The older saints know something about being patient. They have a work to do for God to teach. Teach the younger how to be. Praise God, not to rush through it, not to be anxious for it, but just wait on it. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you let people in your life, if you just wait on it, praise God, God will begin to expose some things. Beloved, sometimes you got to be willing to be patient. You got to be willing to wait on it. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's crucial that we maintain our dreams by patiently waiting for their fulfillment in the fullness of time. James 1:4 says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Others who have gone before us have had their faith tested, and it has produced patience in them. When your faith is being tested, beloved, it produces patience. Hallelujah, Jesus. When your faith is being tested, it produces a perfect work. Praise God. We can't be ahead of God, but we got to wait on God. Moses could not move ahead of God, but he had to wait on God. He had to speak to God every step of the way. There were some things that he came to. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was the army and Pharaoh behind him, and the whole Red Sea before him, and he knew not what to do, but he spoke to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Instead of being anxious Asian, just speak to him that holds your future. Instead of being Asian, get a word from God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Moses could have did a lot of things, but Moses chose to speak to God. And God spoke these words. He said, use what's in your hand. Moses had what he needed in his hand all the time. Beloved, we got to walk by faith, praise God. Even while we're waiting, we got to learn to wait in Christ and not outside of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we need to let patience have its perfect work, praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is before us. That's Hebrews 12:1, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes you got to encourage your spirit as you patiently wait for your vision to come to pass, hallelujah, by committing, hallelujah, yourself, hallelujah, to James 1:4, praise God. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing, hallelujah. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit, amen, what has been promised, hallelujah. Abram did not become lazy, but he journeyed to a place, hallelujah. He was patient and believing the promise of God, hallelujah, Jesus. Gideon didn't become lazy, hallelujah, Jesus, but he obeyed God and overcame the enemy, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Joshua did not become lazy, but he sought God for a plan. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he executed the plan of God. And the Jericho wall came down at a shout. Oh, yes, it did. Hallelujah, Jesus. Who would think that walking around something, hallelujah, a specific amount of time and letting out a shout is going to bring down a fortified city wall. But it was God working on their behalf. Beloved, you got to be patient. Hallelujah, Jesus. Body aching and pain, but be patient. Hallelujah. Believe in God every step of the way. Hallelujah. Trusting in him. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you're going through, amen. Hallelujah. You may even need a financial blessing, amen, huh? But your hope should be in God meets my need, huh? My every need according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, be patient, praise God, huh? Waiting on God to do it, waiting on God to fix it, amen, huh? We need to persevere so that when we have done the will of God, amen, we will receive what he has promised, amen. Beloved, that's Hebrews 10:36, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So as we're finishing out this new year, beloved, we're going to be patient, praise God. We're going to believe God every step of the way. No, we don't know about the future, praise God, but we do know him that holds our hand. Amen, praise God. We do know him, hallelujah, that holds our future in his hand. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, it is crucial. Hallelujah. That when we maintain our dreams by patiently waiting for their fulfillment in the fullness of time. I remember in Genesis, praise God, at the fall of man, praise God, God took action, praise God. He took action, praise God, and he curse the man, the woman, and the serpent, praise God. But the love of God for his creation, he also released the word of redemption. Amen, praise God. He released that the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, hallelujah, Eve did not see it, but she had to be patient and believe it, that she would be delivered, that she will be redeemed. that her children will be redeemed. It took 40 and two generations, but the prophecy still spoke. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, I want to take you to Psalms 41 through 3. Hallelujah, Jesus. Psalms chapter 40, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. While you're waiting on God, you need to talk to him. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You need to have a fellowship with him. Hallelujah. You ought to bless him and praise him. Hallelujah. He said, give thanks in all things. Hallelujah. Give thanks when you're rich. Give thanks when you don't have. Give thanks when you have plenty and when you have little. Give thanks, hallelujah. Give thanks on the mountaintop, and give thanks in your lowest valley. Beloved, you got to know how to give thanks. It said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. Hallelujah, Jesus. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God this morning because we can stand on the truth. I thank God this morning that we can trust in the Lord. I thank God this morning because I came on the line and I had a testimony of being sick, but now I'm in the victory that I have healed. That I
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm standing in God this morning. That my throat that was sore is no longer sore.
Hallelujah.
Thank God this morning for moving in my heart. I thank God this morning for touching my body. I thank God this morning for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. I thank God for you, and the things that you are hoping and believing him for, that God will grace you with the unction to function, that you can be patient, letting patience have its perfect work, that you will be anxious for nothing. Praise God, that you will operate in self-discipline, that shall be your character. In the name of Jesus, receive the provision of the Lord. God's provision is coming forth through that one word, patience. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some of us on the inside, we can't wait to get to glory. We just want to be where he is. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to go on and cross over, but I hear the Lord say, be patient. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be patient, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some of us, we can't wait for Jesus to come back again. Hallelujah, for him to come. Hallelujah, at the sound of the trumpet, stepping on the cloud with the voice of the archangels. We can't wait to be chained. Hallelujah, in the twinkling of an eye. But I tell you, be patient. And while you're being patient, work the work. Don't get lazy. Don't get distracted. Beloved, work the work. Bring glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning for that one word, patience. Hallelujah. Sometimes in order to get a word from God, we got to go through something. Praise God. The word of God says that if I was not afflicted, then I would not have known your precepts. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. Don't nobody want to go through. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, if I wasn't afflicted, I wouldn't have heard the word patience. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. I have a plan for your healing. I have a plan for your deliverance. I have a plan for your victory. Be patient. Praise God. This sickness is not unto death. Praise God. I am credible. Amen. Praise God. So, beloved, let patience have its perfect work. Amen. Be strong. Be courageous. Be vigilant. Amen. Persevere. Amen. Hallelujah. But be patient. Let your hope be in the Lord. For God, he is our hope of glory. We may not understand everything that we're going through, but God. Hallelujah. If we really know him and trust him, praise God. The credible God that's doing incredible things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. So just thank him this morning, beloved, for the provision of patience. God has dropped the word from eternity into time, and that word has come with the provision. Praise God. We all are going through some things, but God, hallelujah, he yet has a provision for us. Praise God. He's yet speaking to his people. Praise God. He said, I sent my word and it healed them. I sent my word and it delivered them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. I know that what the enemy meant for bad, God turned it at the prayers of the righteous this morning. And I thank God for it. Hallelujah. For sickness is the enemy of the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, you, and you today. Praise God. But just thank God for patience having his perfect work. Thank God for self-discipline. Praise God. Thank God for having control over your spirit. Thank God that you're not moved by every voice and every breath that speaks. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that the threats of the enemy don't move you, that you are his and that you hear his voice and his voice alone. Thank God that you have two ears but one hearing for his voice. Hallelujah, Jesus. Unmute your phone and just bless him. Just bless him. Just bless him and receive the provision of patience. Just bless God and receive the provision of patience. Yes, Lord, my hope of glory in you, but I shall be patient. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm ready to break out, but I'm willing to be patient for your glory. I'm willing to be patient for your glory. If it glorifies you, God, I'm willing to be patient. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, korobo sande. Kuriandere bo sanda kaba sanda. For patience shall have its perfect work, kaba sandoa. Ikorobo sikiando robo sia. Hallelujah. Receive the blessing of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Kaba baba ba sando. For patience overcomes adversity. Kaba baba ba sande. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And overcome the adversity in your life. Be patient with your children. Patience overcome adversity. Don't count them out. But be steadfast, knowing that Jesus is your hope of glory and that he shall finish the work that he started. Be patient, beloved. Be patient in your relationships, knowing that God is your hope of glory. Christ is your hope of glory. Be patient when your body is stricken with pain. Faith in Jesus, knowing that by the power of his stripes that you are already healed. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when your faith journey to that place and it collides with the mercy of God, something begins to happen. Hallelujah. Something begins to take place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise Jesus. When we journey to that place, hallelujah. Praise God, where the cherub cover the mercy seat. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we get in that path of prayer, hallelujah, Jesus. Ikorobosia. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all can get closer to him. Hallelujah. There is a closer place that we can journey to. Hallelujah. None of us has arrived. Amen. Praise God. We may have journeyed a long way, but there's still a little closer that we can get to him. Hallelujah. Our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. But it's going to take us being patient. Hallelujah. It's going to take us, letting patience have its perfect work, that we shall lack no thing. No thing shall you lack. For in Christ there is no lack. Hallelujah. But there is abundance and abundant life, because that is what he brings. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Receive it. Receive the Lord provision for you. Receive it. Receive it. Whatever it is that you may be waiting for, your healing, amen, hallelujah, housing, hallelujah, financial breakthrough, spiritual maturation, joy, peace, amen, praise God, righteousness, hallelujah. You already have that in the Holy Ghost. Just grab hold of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just grab hold of that. That's already yours. Hallelujah. The spiritual blessings are already yay and amen. Your faith just has to grab.
Hallelujah.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We are the just and we walk by faith.
Yes.
Kabasando korobosia. The race is not won by the swift. Kabasando. And we running that we may win. Lord, we thank you for your patience. Amen. The fullness of time. Hallelujah. Everything that we may need from God, it comes forth in the fullness of time. Whatever it is that you're waiting for God to do, it has a due season. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be patient. Kabasando. Rejoice in the Lord. Kiriando robosia. He has not forgotten about you. He is yet working. He is yet working. He is yet working. Amen. Praise God. And he is working on your behalf. Amen. Turning it in your favor. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning. Praise God for hours in need this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. There was a lot of places I could have went. Amen. I could have went to the emergency room. But I know something about the glory that flows amongst the saints. Amen. Praise God. I know something about that. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know something about the power of God. Hallelujah. If you would just believe, praise God. Hallelujah. That's what the older saints would say. They would say, if I could just make it to the church house, praise God. If I could just get amongst the saints, praise God. I know, hallelujah, like the woman said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, hallelujah, if I could just press, my God, touch the word, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God's name. So I thank God this morning for new strength, amen. I thank him, hallelujah, for joy. I thank him for my healing, and I thank him for you, you, and you, and I thank him for the word and the provision of patience,
amen.
Praise God, having his perfect word. That we will lack no thing. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, hallelujah. We do have the unction to function. Amen. I want to, hallelujah, Jesus. We all could partake in this part of the service in our giving. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to constantly walk in obedience to God's word. Amen. Praise God concerning our giving. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to give up our tithes and our offering according to how it was written. Amen. Praise God. In the future, we will be reading some scriptures concerning giving. Amen. Could faith come by hearing and by hearing of the word? Beloved, without faith, you cannot please God. Amen. Praise God. And so if you don't give by faith, don't give. Amen. Praise God. Because you can't please him just by giving. Amen. Praise God. You have to give by faith. Amen. That's how we honor him. That's how we please him. Faith in his word. Amen.
Yeah.
And so for the tithers and the offering givers, amen, we want your faith to be built according to the word of God, that you can obey him by faith. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can give through the Cash App, $CSDC12, or you can give through the church website, www.cornerstonedeliveringchurch.com. There is a giving icon on each page. Amen. You can give through the church app, and that app is Cornerstone Deliverance Church in the Google Play Store and the Apple Store, and there is a giving icon in the app. Beloved, you can also give through Zelle, and the Zelle email is cornerstone deliverancechurch at gmail.com. Amen. Hallelujah. We want you to be able to bless God in your giving. Amen. Worship God in your giving. When we obey God, we are in worship. Our worship is our lifestyle of obedience. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to release the line to Mother Evangelist Roberts. Amen. That she can bless the offering and bless the people they gave. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the ones that gave. Lord, we thank you for blessing the ones that didn't have to give on today, but they might be able to give on the next offering, the next service. Father, we want to thank you for it right now in your son Jesus' name. Eternally, Father, we thank you for how you move upon your heart of your people to give your work for your vision and your cause. We give it back to you, O God, that you may bless it and multiply it, that it may be used for your glory, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. I want to release the line to Sister Rosalind. Are you on so that, amen, the woman of God can do the altar call?
Yes, ma'am, I'm on.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for the word today. Thank God for the word of patience.
Yes.
Let patience have its perfect work. And I just give God praise for that. And even in our waiting for God, we have to trust in him. And he said, whosoever will call upon my name will be saved. As we trust him, trust his word, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, that's putting our total trust in him, shall not perish but have everlasting life. So we want to give ourselves over to God today, that even in the midst of waiting for things to happen, even though things go on in our life, but we have to trust him no matter what. So this is an opportunity for you to put your total trust in God. If you have not trusted God today, this is the time to put your total trust in him and just repeat this prayer. Father, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Change me. Help me to trust you totally. Lord, I've done things my way for so long, God. But today, I'm giving myself to you, that you would save me, you would deliver me, you would set me free, you would put me on the right path, that I no longer follow my own way, God, but I will follow yours. You said, whosoever will call upon your name will be saved, God, and I call upon Jesus today to come into my heart and to change me. And, Lord, I receive this by faith, and I put my trust totally in you this day. And by faith, I say I am saved. And for the backslider in heart, those who have walked with God, and maybe you turned away, maybe you start doing things your own way, he said he is married to the backslider. All you have to do is come back with your words of repentance, of not doing what you were supposed to be doing after you received Christ, and you turned away from him. But God loves us so much. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. So all you have to say is, Father, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me, oh God, for once I knew you, but I started doing things my own way. But I ask today, God, that you would forgive me and you would restore me back to a place in you where I trust you completely, that I don't trust in myself no longer either. But God, for that I commit myself totally to you today. And Lord, I receive this by faith and I trust you and I trust your word, God, that you love me. And you said, if I call upon your name, I am saved, I am delivered, I'm set free. You said, oh God, that after we call upon you, oh God, that you sent not your Son into the world to condemn us, but that we would be saved, oh God. And Lord, I believe, God, that you did this for me today, and I receive it by faith, and I trust you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And we just thank God for the souls that would trust God totally, no matter what they're going through, that we would totally believe and trust God and to know that he is for us. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be done. So if you believe that, we rejoice with you that you are saved, you are delivered, you are set free by the mighty power of Jesus Christ. And like Apostle said, even his healing virtue is flowing out to you right now to touch you in your body wherever the situation is, whatever the condition is. God is a miracle working God, and you just trust him even for your healing, your deliverance, or whatever you need, finances. God is right here to do it. And we just rejoice with you today. Hallelujah. That is already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For every soul that you will draw, for every heart that you will prick. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. For every soul that you saved. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, before we close out, I want to give you a chance, amen, to be able to share. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to start off with, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, I am just drenched. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for my deliverance. I mean, I could hardly swallow. Praise God. I thank God for my healing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for his anointing, for his power. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We must realize that God put us together for a reason, that we are family. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God. And we must gather. Amen. Praise God. Because the Bible says, forsake not the assembly together with the saints. I thank God. Amen. That my patience and what I was going through, amen, overcame the adversity. Amen. That I was dealing with. Amen. Because when I came in the company of the saints this morning, and he unctioned Apostle Arthur to pray, I thank him for my healing. Amen. Praise God. I may have had to endure for a little while, praise God, but yet he moved anyhow. Amen. Praise God. So I thank him. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm just drenched. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank God for what it is that he has done. I thank him for new strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I thank him for the word of patience. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to release the line to Mother Roberts that she can share. Praise God.
Amen. I thank God for the word on today. Be patient. Hope in God, wait in God, love in God, forgive in God, rejoice in God, happy in God, have faith in God, just wait in God. Remember his promise. God can't lie. Just have faith in God. You know something, saints? Yesterday, Apostle asked me to preach, so I told her, I said, I'll call you back. I called her back, and I said, God didn't give me a word. She said, okay, he didn't give you a word, he didn't give you a word. God didn't give me a word until she preached. Patient. The Sunday school lesson told us about David. He was so happy that God was so good to him that he wanted to build him another tabernacle, but a permanent one that wouldn't have to be moved. And Nathan, the prophet, agreed with him because he was just happy that he wanted that. But they didn't talk to God about it. Then God spoke to him because David wasn't the one to build him a house. It had to come through his generation. He had about four sons. I'm not sure if it was four, but he had some sons. And God said one of his sons was going to be the one to build his house because David had blood on his hand. He killed all of God's people. So he couldn't do it because God wanted someone that the house had to be a peace, and that was going to be Solomon. He built the house and it was to be made of peace. But I just thank God today because all of this blends right in what the apostle just said. Patient. David had to wait patient for God's answer. God blessed his generation so it was just unbelievable. And I thank God for patient this morning.
Yes, Lord.
That's what I got out of the lesson today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Apostle.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Mother.
Go ahead on, Apostle Eartha. Amen.
Amen, beloved. I'm so sorry I had you on mute, but I wanted to say that there is a word in your belly. God don't call you for nothing. Amen. The river of life is flowing. Amen. Praise God. We just have to step out on faith. Amen. Praise God and let patience have its perfect work. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's times when I have to bring forth a word and I don't have nothing until I get to the podium. Amen. Praise God. But that's trusting God all the way. You got to trust him all the way. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I don't have nothing till I get to the line. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know my credible God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And we have to remember that we don't preach by ourselves. This thing is not about us. The
Amen.
Spirit has to move. The Spirit has to move. God does this thing by his Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we want to remember that. Amen. We want God to do it by his Spirit. Amen. Apostle Eartha, amen. Woman of God of Spices Ministry, we thank you for your service today. Are you sharing?
Well, praise the Lord, Apostle, yes. I'm just tickled, you know. Y'all know how I am. I get excited when God do something, and he's always doing something. But even when he confirms his spirit, hallelujah.
Don't you do it, though?
Hallelujah. Yes, he will do it. You know, I'm not on every service that CSDC have, so I don't know everything that's going on, but when I hear you say what's been going on, my God, and I say, look out, God, look out, God, look out, God. And I say, look out,
Amen.
Because, praise the Lord, because he gave me a word on yesterday. I was on the television program for Dr. Mary Warren, and the word was, my God, let us go on. We are supposed to go on. We got
Amen.
To press on. I'm pressing on. Let us press on. And I didn't know anything was going on with you, and I didn't know what the Lord had told you. But I thank God because the word was, let us press on. Let
Amen.
Us continue on. That's what he wants us to do. We cannot quit. We cannot stop. We cannot give up in the mighty name of Jesus. We have to persevere and we have to be patient. So I thank God for confirmation of his word for the body of Christ. I thank God, hallelujah, for us being family, for us being able, my God, to encourage each other. And when you sent out that song early this morning, my God, hallelujah, when I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt.
Hallelujah.
I started to call you then, but I went to praising the Lord with the song, my God. I said, Apostle messing with me early this morning. What am I talking about? I'm talking about going on in the Lord. Hallelujah. Regardless of what it's looking like, regardless of what it's sounding like, regardless of what it's feeling like, I praise God. My daughter called me yesterday, Pastor LaShawn, and said, are you going to be on the television program? I said, yeah. She said, you're a ride or die chick. Well, whatever, my God, whatever it takes. Glory to God. Pain medication, whatever. I told the men of God that was helping me on the program, I can't walk too far, I can't do this, I can't do this, but I went on in the name of the Lord. Why?
Hallelujah.
Because the Lord would not put no more on us
than we can bear.
We can bear.
Amen.
I'm encouraged to go further. in
Hallelujah.
The Lord, in the name of Jesus. And that's my prayer for us, the body of Christ, that we will continue on.
Amen.
We have breath Amen. In our body. And thank you for the word of God. Thank you, woman Amen. Of God, for persevering. Amen. And
Amen.
Speaking that into our ear gates this morning. Thank you, and may the Lord continue to raise you up. In Jesus'
name.
And you feel
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let the joy bells flow all day long.
Hey,
hallelujah. And
hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved,
okay.
I truly thank God for the woman of God and her word to press on. Amen. It does align with God has been speaking. And God had given me that word press 6 months ago. And it was so strange. I was in Virginia getting my nails done. And normally when I go to Virginia, I find a restaurant to eat at. It was so strange. The name of the restaurant was Press. Praise God. And I frequent that place whenever I'm in Virginia. I love that restaurant. Amen. And we do have to press on. Amen. We
Amen.
Have to be patient. Amen. We got to finish the race. God has given us the tools
exactly.
that we need.
Exactly.
And he has not changed. He is still the same. Amen. He has
Amen.
Always sent his
Amen.
Word as a provision. He has always sent his word as a provision. Amen.
Yeah.
He has not changed. Amen.
Okay.
Praise God. So we know that we have a provision in the word alone, of the word of God alone. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah. Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, are you sharing today? Are you adding something to the service? Amen. And that's Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, Kingdom Living Fellowship. Praise God. We thank God for her being on today.
Amen. I believe she left a little earlier. She sent a text to me saying she had to get off the line.
Amen. Amen. Prophetess Deidre Williams.
Amen. Amen. I'm on mute as well because I'm traveling. But God is so wonderful. From the beginning of the service, the prophetess began to sing and rejoice. All the way through, even with Mother Harris, everything. I'm just blessed. Sitting at the table, being fed by the Spirit of God, by each and every soul giving their offering to the Lord. All I can do is just say thank you.
Prophet, to speak up. We can't hear you.
Okay. I am learning now. Just give thanksgiving to God. Thank you. And reading the word of God and Prophet was saying about family. And I went straight to Ephesians. He said there is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in. One book. And when faith and baptism, we want to talk to the Lord, who is in the Lord, and in the Lord. So I'm just grateful and thankful to be a part of this. Amen.
We thank God for the share through Providence Deidre Williams. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Minister Mother Harris, are you sharing?
Praise God. I praise God for the word this morning. I praise God for what he's doing. Because all week long, I like I said, I just, it was like, Lord, I thank you. And I could never thank you enough.
Yes.
Amen.
Never thank you enough. Yes, for what he's doing right now, and even what he's going to do. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Because, again, you have to have patience. We got to wait on him.
Amen.
Wait on him. But in the meantime, walk it out. Walk out whatever that you're asking him for. It's just like
Amen.
You already had it. If we just
hallelujah.
Walking it out. Because I had to call Apostle this week. It got so good. The only thing I could do was praise him because he is a right now God. In
yes,
Jesus'
he is.
Name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Rosalind Johnson.
Yes, I thank God for the word. And what I got from it was we need patience. When we have patience, we can overcome any adversity. As we use patience and self-control, it's patience that's going to win the race.
But in your waiting, use what's in your hands, what God has given you. And wait, as you wait on God, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you, because that can hinder your waiting. We must operate in self-control, be vigilant, be patient, and trust in the Lord. God has our provision, and everything will come forth in the fullness of time if we just be patient and trust God.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's it. Amen. Praise God. That's all of it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, and you're going to have to walk this thing out as you go forth today. Amen. Overcoming adversity. Amen. Praise God. Amen. How do you do it? With patience, trust, and hope in God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the woman of God, Shea. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sister Titiana, are you on today? Is there anyone else that is on that I did not call, because I don't want to leave anybody out? Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, beloved, it is good to be able to regurgitate the word. Amen. And what I say regurgitate is that when a mother is feeding her little birds, amen, sometimes she has to regurgitate what she has eaten. And not everyone has that grace to hear and pull from what they heard and release it to someone else. Praise God. Amen. And I thank God that, amen, Sister Johnson was able to do that. Every word was good. Amen. Praise God. Every word given today was excellent. Amen. And it shows that we are in step and in stride with one another. Amen. But that purpose of sharing of all that she was able to get from it, because we're going to deal with some things in this walk while we run in this race. Amen. Praise God. We're going to face some things. There's going to be some adversity, but God is constantly giving us tools on how we shall overcome. Amen? And
amen.
So I just truly thank God for what it is that he's doing in the lives of his people. Amen. As we continue to press forward in him. Amen. Praise God, beloved. We have to be patient. Amen. And we have to be disciplined. Amen. Self-discipline.
Amen.
We need to impose that on ourselves. Amen. I'm going to release the line, amen, to Mother Minister Harris. I'm going to ask that she close us out in prayer.
Amen.
Mother Minister Harris, are you still on?
I'm
Father
sorry.
Erica, please.
I'm
was on
sorry.
Mute.
It's
fine.
Well, Father God,
amen.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word. We thank you for our very own Apostle Asia Francis. Glory to God. And we're thanking God that whatever he's doing, glory to God, he's doing a great work within her, Lord God. And we just thank God for her this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
So if everyone, Lord God, with the same mind and spirit, may the Lord watch. Between,
the Lord
me
watch.
And thee,
between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beloved, we want to see you in Sunday school, 12 p.m. Praise God. Tell
amen.
Somebody about it. God
amen.
Be loved.
God be loved.
God be loved.